We're also trying to get to the bottom of what our government is up to. And in particular, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, led by Rochelle Walensky. For more on that, we want to bring in Tom Fitton. He's the president of Judicial Watch, who's been digging into that very question. Tom, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Vince, good to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Tell us, I know you have received thousands of pages of documents from the CDC. What have they revealed to you?
Well, they reveal a close working relationship between Facebook and big tech generally on messaging related to COVID and restricting misinformation. The documents, I think we received nearly 2,500 pages of documents. Facebook early on sent the CDC a document talking about how Facebook would be limiting misinformation and other harmful content on our platforms. And shortly thereafter, the CDC gets upwards of $3 million from Facebook, $3.5 million generally from big tech, and money that frankly hasn't been calculated from companies such as Google to start running messaging on the platform. So it was shooting about this, Vince, and I'm reading the emails, lots of emails, as you might imagine, and I had a hard time tracking which were government emails and which were big tech emails. That's how little daylight there was between the federal agency and big tech. And, you know, when, in this age where we've seen all of this censorship emerge, in my view, as a result of this relationship in part, we should be all disturbed about it.
Right. You've got some of the biggest companies on the entire planet who are in charge of human communication now walking in lockstep with the government and commingling resources and getting on the same exact page in terms of who to censor and who not to. At some point, I think honest legal observers have to say, look, this looks like a real infringement on the First Amendment. If the government is able to direct private companies on which messages to allow and which to censor.
Yeah, I think the big legal question is, I think, first of all, private actors don't have a right to abuse their relationships with their customers and lie to the public and the shareholders about why they're censoring people, whether they're doing it on behalf of the government or otherwise, they're doing it dishonestly. But here we've got this legal question about whether these companies, in effect, are acting as state actors. And, I mean, we had the Biden administration essentially admitting that's taking place. And pressuring and having the big tech companies come in and coordinate with them on what the Biden administration says they want to do, which is to remove content from platforms. And we know separately, we have separate Freedom of Information Act investigation showing the California Secretary of State was pressuring successfully big tech to take down material related to the elections. So there's little doubt it's going on. The question is, what are the legal ramifications going to be, and or more? Will there be legislation to address this more directly? I see they're doing that in Florida. I know it's under court review. But this is a, you know, I don't understand. Well, I do understand. But there shouldn't be much of a distinction between the left and the right on this, if they're being honest. Because who wants the government to control speech? Who would argue? Who would be in favor of that? I guess extremist totalitarians would, but you know, where's the ACLU? Where are all these supposedly mainstream liberal groups who supposedly support the First Amendment? Maybe they don't support the First Amendment because I see them being virtually silent here.
Yeah, I mean, there's also the fact that a lot of these lawmakers are invested in these companies by wide margins. I mean, you look at Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio. Nearly 18% of her overall trading volume in this century has been Apple. I mean, she's totally tied in. Google is one of the top five donors to the Speaker of the House. And she's, of course, made millions on Google. She's not alone. She's, of course, very wealthy. She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But you see all these lawmakers, they're in bed with these tech companies because their portfolios, in part, depend on them treating these tech companies really well. And then the end process is the rest of us, the little guys, we all get hurt.
Of course, you know, many of them also get money from the government as contractors. And what's interesting about these emails, and you see the money being spent back, being sent back to federal government agencies, as if the CDC needs any money, And the transfer of the money compromises the integrity of both the CDC and raises questions about what Facebook and Twitter and Google are doing.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I, you know, does Facebook give you free advertising? Does it give WML free advertising? What would WML be able to do in terms of criticizing Facebook if indeed that was taking place?
No, in fact, as you know, what Facebook actually does is it limits your ability to reach the people who follow you unless you pay. So that's the way it works for normal people. You have to pay extra to reach the people who are literally just following you. But if you're the federal government, oh no, it doesn't matter. Facebook will push your message all over the place.
What's also concerning about this is that Facebook suggests, the email suggests, that Facebook would be giving the government certain sensitive data about people's habits online to help them better messaging. Now, you know, normally they need a warrant for that type of material, but Facebook seemingly was going to give it to them freely.
It's just remarkable. You know, one other guy I think of as you're talking about this is Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci was, we now know due to emails that are now public, was having routine conversations with Mark Zuckerberg about ways that the federal government and Facebook could work together on its messaging strategy. And that, of course, includes censoring messages that they don't want out there and endorsing messages that they do. And the effect of that being to distort what the actual public conversation is.
Right, and the messaging is ever changing, so you're liable to be censored for something that was approved yesterday but disapproved today, or vice versa, and namely on the questions about the origins of the coronavirus, whether it came from the Wuhan Institute or a lab, or was just naturally occurring, and we now know that Facebook admits that, and the other big tech companies have admitted that they're going to stop censoring material about that. And when you look back, you can see they were telling the government they were going to be censoring that type of material early on when they said they were going to take in this document. They talk about limiting misinformation and other harmful content. We now know for certain they considered questions about the origins of the virus to be harmful content and misinformation. And of course, who was promulgating the notion that it was misinformation? Fauci's agency. And other government officials.
Yeah. You know, at some point you may have to change the name of your organization to Oligarch Watch, because like I realize like a lot of what you do is pulling these public records from, you know, because of the availability of these public record laws, and you're suing because the public is owed all this information from our government. But what we're discovering is that private company after private company working in concert with the powers that be within the government are often exerting their powers in ways that it makes it very difficult for good organizations like you, yours, to get information out about what's actually going on. Like, it's got to be a lot more difficult to get information out of Facebook than it is, say, a federal government agency.
It is. And the only reason we're able to get this is because we asked for documents about communications with Facebook.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, when we promote material that is accurate from the government, Facebook comes in and censors it and suppresses it using their third-party fact-checkers as a cutout. They've done it to Judicial Watch. On Twitter, I've been locked out of Twitter since January for saying hydroxychloroquine is a safe drug. I didn't even say to use it for COVID. I said it's a safe drug, which is true. So that shows you the consequences are real. We have the head of a major watchdog in our nation having no access to Twitter, practically speaking, and a watchdog group talking about government documents from the government being censored by Twitter, by Facebook, similarly.
Yes, and there's all these people
go ahead.
No, you're right. I agree with you. Third world. There's all these people who are just rolling over obediently, and they're like normal people who, like, I thought had like a good sense of the world, who are just saying, well, that's a small price to pay. It's a pandemic. You know, this crisis. It's totally fine given the circumstances. I mean, baby, you are sacrificing so much by giving up these liberties.
If we were in a similar situation in Russia and the Judicial Watch equivalent of Russia was being similarly censored, we'd have complaints about human rights abuses from Americans and our government. But here, our American government and its big tech cutouts are doing what we would criticize China or Russia for doing. It's censorship, pretty clear.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration in recent weeks has doubled down on it and said they want it done. dangerous times we live in for our constitutional republic, for sure.
No question. And I just saw yesterday that Twitter has hired Reuters and the Associated Press now to tell us what's true on Twitter. So we've got big corporate news outlets. Have you ever looked at the Board of Governors of the Associated Press? It's a murderer's row of every big corporate news outlet in the country now tasked with sorting through what's true and what's not on Twitter. And boy, that track record, not exactly glowing, Tom Fitton. I'll give you the final word on
Facebook,
that.
Facebook also hired a left-wing activist from the notorious Brennan Center, which is a hard left organization, to work on voting issues and election issues.
Yeah, and Amazon and Google.
So now we're going to have the leftists running the censorship operation, looks like, for Facebook.
And Amazon and Google rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center to help them sort through who's an extremist and who's not. It's just, it is actually getting completely out of control.
It's an iron triangle. You know, it's the media, nonprofits, and the government.
Tom Fitton.
And big tech is part of the media, let's be clear.
Yeah, thank you for being honest about that. It's a problem we need to confront. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you.